You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm not saying that my guests, Kurt Chang and Lily Mooney, made me want to play this song. I just feel silly. But you guys have a great event coming up that I think inspires some silliness, because Can't Stop, Won't Stop, 24 hours with the Neo Futurists this weekend, September 17th to the 18th. Tell me what is happening. I mean, I've seen the, Too Much Light Makes a Baby Go Blind, those kinds of shows. What's going to happen this weekend for a 24-hour craziness? Hold on, sorry. My fault. Go ahead.
So this is actually a huge celebration for us and our audiences. It's a fundraiser where we're trying to make $20,000 as our annual fundraiser. And Can't Stop, Won't Stop is 24 hours of bands, DJs, including yoga and kids programming, and a Too Much Light that's made in 24 hours, starting at 8 p.m. this Saturday and going all the way until 8 p.m. Sunday.
So can people kind of wander, since you're, I'm guessing you have different rooms for these events, whether it's for kids or yoga or music, or is it all on the main stage?
Yeah, our theater is a theater that's been, it's above a clinical testing facility. We've actually been known for being a theater that's above a funeral home.
That was the first thing I asked when you came in. Yes.
Since 1988.
Which had some charm to it. There was something about being above the funeral home, obviously.
Oh, yeah. We miss that funeral home.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why? What are they doing down in the clinical testing facility that's different?
They're doing great work.
I'm sure they are.
Work.
Yeah. It's not charming.
No.
It's not charming. I like to think that they've combined the former funeral home with their clinical testing. That got dark, and I apologize to everyone involved.
But the theater is kind of amazing, like, for people that have been there to see Too Much Light, which happens every single week since 1988 in Chicago, right? It's sort of it's a maze up there. There's a big assembly room as well as a theater, and the entire space is going to be activated with all this programming that we have that you can find on our website.
And that's starting at 8 p.m. on Saturday the 17th, and again, and going all the way to Sunday the 17th at 8 through Sunday the 18th, also at 8 o'clock. But I mean, I'm guessing if something goes long, you know, at that point, aren't you? What if somebody decides, let's go for another 24?
In a way, we do that,
yeah,
like on a weekly basis, right? Like, we perform every single week, and this is actually, you know, at late at night, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at 7,
right.
And then Can't Stop, Won't Stop is sort of like a huge, like,
mashup of all that.
Yeah, yeah, packing up the entire, like, week into one day.
And this is, so you also have, so what's the block, so you have these divided up into blocks. So, the blocks of hours. So from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Oh, I see what you've done here.
Yeah, so for people that, there's going to be a core group of people. Do you want to talk a little bit about the core group of people?
Lily, tell us about the core group
of
people.
So there is a core group of people who are our fundraisers called Team 24, who have been fundraising online already. And throughout the night, they'll be staying up all night and there for all 24 hours to enjoy every single minute of the programming that we have. But if people want to drop in, if they're excited about a certain band, if they need to get a little sleep at some point during the night, we understand that.
So we call those people weak. Okay. No. And responsible. Whatever. Healthy.
Those responsible people can attend any number of the blocks without staying for all 24 hours. Mm-hmm. There are 6 blocks total. They're each 4 hours long. And they're, you know, sort of themed a little bit, keeping in mind what time of night they're happening.
Right.
So for example, the first block is named Don't Look Back, and it's a celebratory kickoff of the night. And then, you know,
the fourth block is actually brunch. So that's like during the day on Sunday, which is called Brunch with the Kids.
Okay.
Which is going to feature some kid programming, including Nick Davio, who's a popular actor and musician in Chicago. He's going to be playing some songs for the kids that come to this. And then there's going to be like, there'll be like adult program on the side, like mimosas on the side.
Right? Uh-huh, as it should be.
Yeah.
Off to the side.
And then
the shadows.
Yeah, right. And then, like, it'll just keep on going. The next block after that is called The Second Wind. That will be like the gearing up until the show on at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And it's going to be like, there's going to be food, lots of parties, lots of DJs, as well as like, Metropolitan Brewery is donating a bunch of cases of beer for us to enjoy on Saturday night. And then there's like a cutoff point in the middle of the night, and then it comes back later on Sunday.
And how can people get more information? Is this because I'm looking for the is it crowdrise.com/can't stop? Is that part of the fundraising aspect of this?
So the main place to go is neofuturist.org. Okay. And you'll find all the information, and you can buy tickets to those blocks of time that you mm-hmm. want to go to. Crowdrise, our Crowdrise page, that's actually fundraising we did ahead of time.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's that's for donating directly.
That's for donating directly. Okay. And so for people that wanted to be there for the entire 24 hours, mm-hmm. they fundraised $150 from their own networks, so that they could pay for their admission price into the 24-hour programming.
All right, so that's kind of like when you see PBS and they're like, if you donate at this level,
yeah, it's like
you get a tote bag. But instead, people can come see 24 hours of Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Yeah, there's the impetus of this fundraiser being like a different kind of way to throw a gala, you mm-hmm. know? Like most theaters will do like a high-top table, white tablecloths over that, and you get like a piece of chicken on
right.
a stick. And this is like
this is so much more than chicken on a stick. Yes, this is a massive buffet.
Yeah, and you throw like $300 down for that. But for this, people were able to like go to their networks and crowd rise for us to attend the party.
A big part of it too is wanting to include our audiences in our fundraising. Mm-hmm. Our show is interactive and connected to our audiences, and so being able to throw a big celebratory event that isn't like closed off to those people, but asks those people to participate.
It's not static.
Yeah,
It's much more dynamic.
And so even attending for part of the night, all the tickets for each individual block, all of that raises money for the theater. So it's all funneling into this effort to keep making the art that we make and reaching out to those audiences.
And so many people have come through the Neo-Futurists, as you mentioned, since 1988. It's always funny when you see somebody like, oh, I saw them at the Too Much Light Makes a Baby Go Blind and that kind of stuff. It's just really talented folks. Before we go to a break, I want to talk to you more about this event, but also about the Neo-Futurists. Who was the creator of Neo-Futurists?
The Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind was created by our founder, mm-hmm. Greg Allen, along with an ensemble of Neo-Futurists that were making that show in Chicago from December 2nd, 1988. And they're at what is now Chicago Comics on Broadway mm-hmm. In Wrigleyville or like Belmont area.
Right.
And then from that day, a bunch of like the Neo-Futurists were just making Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind on a weekly basis. And ever since that day, December 2nd or 7th, I don't know. Look it up on the website, right?
You didn't know you were going to be quizzed.
Yeah,
on all
those
the
plays. So Too Much Light is 30 plays in 60 minutes, and there's a different set of plays written every single week. Mm-hmm. And since 1988, there have been 9,650 plays written.
And are those all cataloged somewhere? Are they stashed in some
we
sort of a...
We have beautiful binders that are... And we just started making a digital archive. So
oh, really?
21st mm-hmm. century is here.
In the sense that all that's being downloaded? Or is there, like, how much video and audio do you have of all those shows, do you think?
Yeah, well, actually, so a big part about the show is that it happens every week. It's reoccurring, and
right.
it's immediate and relevant to the time.
Right.
It's theater. It's for a live audience.
Right, but I mean for like your own purposes of anybody
we
that
actually
wanted.
We actually
nobody
haven't
ever
historically has like archived it video through video.
And that
we're
you
actually
know what?
Starting to do more of that.
Oh, you are. I was gonna say there's something sort of wonderful about that, like not worrying about what it was and what just what you're going to do.
Yeah, the part of the spirit of the show is that in the way that a live moment is fleeting and ephemeral, the show itself is changing all the time. So a lot of people have a relationship to the show where they remember the night where this happened or the night where that happened. And that's part of it. And it's kind of like seeped into all of our brains. So we're moving forward as fast as we can all the time. And we're just now starting to kind of look back at that history and hold on to it a little bit more.
Right. And that's smart. I mean, in the sense that the written material, I think, is probably the most important thing to have, you know, because that's where it all starts. I mean, there's a conversation, people are brainstorming and they get it down, and then you want to have that to hold on to.
Right.
Because the performance is so dependent on the audience instead of the idea.
Yeah, we're definitely like a writer's theater. We're an ensemble of writer, performer, directors. Mm-hmm. And we make these tiny little plays, and we make a lot of them, and we try to make them as thoughtful or funny or stupid as we want them to be.
Well, we hope we want everyone to continue to support their thoughtful, funny, and stupid ideas and or stupid ideas. This weekend, 24 Hours with the Neo-Futurist, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. That's September 17th through the 18th, starting at 8 p.m. This is at the Neo-Futurum, which is a Futurarium.
Right? Futurarium.
Futurarium, which is a word that's very easy for me to say, obviously. It's at 5153 North Ashland, above that, you know, that clinical testing place we all are very familiar with. More with Lily and Kurt when we come back on 720 WGN. It's Pretty Late. Listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me are Neo-Futurists Lily Mooney and Kurt Chang. Do I address you as Neo-Futurist? Is that accurate?
That is completely accurate.
Yeah. Neo-Futurist. Do you know where the title came from?
The title comes from, so the original Italian Futurists, which was a anti-art movement in the early 20th century, right? They created tiny, tiny plays just like we do. And so the inspiration came from them. And so we're like the new Futurists, so the Neo-Futurists.
So you have about how many people every weekend performing, writing, performing, and directing these plays?
The show has anywhere from 5 to 8 people in it at a given time, usually. The ensemble is larger. We have 12 people, I think, right now active. And they stagger in and out of the show for long runs at a time. So you'll enter the show and then write plays for a period of weeks or months and then go out. We're constantly cycling in and out of the show.
What is that process? I mean, are there people that collaborate? Do you have some people that go, I've got one, and just they go ahead and are off and running? What's the selection process like for what's going to make it into that weekend's show?
Yeah, it's similar to a writer's room in a lot of ways. We pitch plays to each other on Tuesday nights on a rehearsal night. And those plays are selected through a pretty like efficient process of just picking. Like someone will individually like champion one of the plays that are pitched that night.
Right.
And then a process goes by of like discussing what are the plays that are going to best serve the show for that week. And then until there's like a consensus that all the plays that should happen that week do happen. And then we go and rehearse them, memorize them, and then do it 3 times in the week.
Right, because it's a lot of run and gun. I mean, how would you describe it to audiences who've never seen 30 plays in 60 minutes? I mean, because that sounds very disjointed and chaotic. Would that be accurate? But also enjoyable and high energy.
I would say delightfully chaotic.
Delightfully chaotic. Organized chaos.
Yeah, yes, very much so.
Absolutely.
The
yes.
audience has a lot of agency inside the show. They select the plays. Through a process where the plays are numbered 1 through 30, hung on a clothesline above the stage. The audience yells the number of the play they want to see, and then we jump up and grab that number and pull it down. So it is chaotic, but they're watching it and they're part of it, and we're listening to them the entire time.
Right. It's a wonderful experience. Again, this weekend they have Can't Stop, Won't Stop. It's 24 hours with the Neo-Futurists. I felt very radio-y when I did 24 hours with the Neo-Futurists. That's starting this Saturday, the 17th at 8 p.m., going all the way through Sunday at 8 p.m., and there are blocks of time. So they can people buy access to just blocks of time, or once they're in, do they stay?
Exactly. You can pay or raise $150 to have all access to the 24 hours, or you can go on the website and buy a $25 ticket to whatever block of time suits you best. So if you're a big fan of, say, the Cell Phones, which is a local rock band in Chicago, they're playing in block 6, which starts at 12. I'm sorry, block 5, which starts at 12:30 on Sunday. So if you're into that band, you just pay $25 and you can come enjoy that band as well as a bunch of other programming.
And yoga is from 5 a.m. to 8. Yeah. Well, not the whole. Is it the whole 3 hours of the yoga?
No. In block 3, starting at 5:30, there's yoga, a band called She Speaks in Tongues, which is kind of a witchy, super red avant-garde kind of music playing. And then Angie Schreiner from Cheetah Gym in Andersonville. She's teaching a work fitness. How would you just have you done work, Lily?
I have.
W-E-R-Q.
Yeah, it's awesome. Work is sort of like a dance fitness class. It's It's hip hop and pop music, and it's a lot of fun, and you can actually jump into the class without ever having done work before. You're just sort of keeping up with the dance moves and learning as you go. But it's high energy and great, and is a wonderful follow-up to relaxing yoga.
So each of these blocks is like a collage of a bunch of different things. And again, it's a pretty like low price point at $25.
It is.
And
yeah.
Again, that's like all that money again is going towards our goal to make $20,000 for the new futurists.
Well, it sounds like you guys are off to a great start as well. Now, Lily, where are you from originally?
Boston, Massachusetts.
From Boston. What brought you to Chicago?
Oh, what brought me to Chicago?
Yeah.
I was interested in comedy and performance, and I landed here, and I discovered the Neos in my first year here and got involved and then eventually got cast.
Were you in theater in Boston? Or
I did sketch comedy and improv, so I was really excited about the comedy scene in Chicago, which I'm still very excited about. The Neos are sort of like a fringe, niche, especially wonderfully weird part of that world a little bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And how would you describe, because actually, Esmeralda, when are you leaving for Boston?
This morning.
What? She's on her way to Boston. I feel like this is fortuitous. Yeah. I have to believe that Lily has some place in Boston that you absolutely have to go to.
Where in Boston are you going?
Can you hear her?
Downtown.
She's going downtown. She's going to be staying downtown.
Yeah.
Can you hear her?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
yeah. I can
hear
her.
I wasn't sure. I never know people can hear without the headphones.
Is it a business trip?
No. My boyfriend has a brother who lives there, so we'll be visiting him and just, you know, me and him both enjoy Boston a lot.
Oh, great. Well, you should check out Regina's Pizzeria in the North End. That's
have
a
you
wonderful
been?
Place.
You're not a big Esmeralda. Have you
I've
been
heard,
to Regina's?
I've been doing much research.
So yeah, you probably
best
know.
Best places to eat.
Well, I always have to get one from somebody who's like, I was telling you Dr. Charles Turk has also lived in Boston. So I wasn't, you know, you want to get the absolute final word from someone who's lived there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, you should just hang out in the public gardens or Boston Common. It's great people watching and everything is right there around you.
The Bullfinch Pub. Hey, I went to the Bullfinch Pub when I was there. It's what Cheers is based on, is the Bullfinch Pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You have to go Esmeralda's not impressed by the Bullfinch Pub. It's a downstairs bar. It looks nothing like the set of Cheers.
Right.
It's actually the kind of bar you and I like hanging out in. It just is. It's just kind of, it's a little.
A good bar across from the State House, which is pretty close to that, called 21st Amendment, which is just bad trivia and great, like, divey people.
See, I like the trivia. I like bad trivia.
There you go. So 21st Amendment across from there. And Kurt, where are you from originally?
Maryland, Washington, D.C. area.
So okay.
Metropolitan area.
And what brought you to Chicago?
What brought me to Chicago? Yeah. I came here to do theater because I didn't think I was good enough for Broadway. I didn't want to do movies in L.A. So I came to Chicago.
Wait a minute. What I just heard is I'm not good enough for L.A. or New York. I may as well go to Chicago.
Yeah. Second. You know, we love self-hate here. No, it's like I was familiar. I did a high school program, like a theater program at Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. So I was really familiar with Chicago being a place where if you show up on time and you show up sober, you can get work and you can do it well.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I tell people that all the time. Just keep showing up.
Yeah.
Well, I invite everyone to show up at the Can't Stop, Won't Stop event this weekend at the Neo Futurarium. You say it.
Neo Futurarium.
That's the word I was looking for. At 5153 North Ashland. You can go to their website, neofuturists.org. Traditional spelling, neofuturists.org. And their event starts this Saturday at 8 p.m. It goes all the way through Sunday at 8 p.m. Too much light makes a baby go blind. Made in 24 hours with all the beautiful faces you can find on their flyer on their website. And thank you both so much for stopping by. We will see you again. I know you have some more stuff coming up in October and November. So
welcome
you guys to come back then.
Yeah.
Have a great night. Do we have a break? More before? Well, more news and talk and all that stuff when we come back in just a moment.